A storm's toll. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Tropical Depression Claudette has claimed 12 lives in tropical. A storm's toll. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Tropical Depression Claudette has claimed 12 lives in Alabama. Tropical Depression Claudette has claimed 12 lives in Alabama. The storm swept across Tropical Depression Claudette has claimed 12 lives in Alabama. The storm swept across the southeastern U.S., causing flooding and spurring tornadoes that destroyed dozens of homes. The Butler County coroner says 10 people were killed in a 15-vehicle crash Saturday, 9 of the 10 children. And a 24-year-old man and a 3-year-old boy were killed when a tree fell on their house just outside Tuscaloosa. The deaths occurred as drenching rains pelted much of northern Alabama and Georgia. Jason Holmes is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Calera, Alabama. Officials say a driver unintentionally slammed into spectators at the start of a pride parade in South Florida, killing one person and seriously injuring another. The crash at the Wilton Manors Stonewall Pride Parade initially drew speculation that it was a hate crime directed at the gay community. But the crash at the Wilton Manors Stonewall Pride Parade had initially drawn speculation that it was a hate crime directed at the gay community. The 77-year-old driver was taken into custody, but police say no charges have been filed and the investigation is ongoing. Authorities are trying to determine why a man? Authorities are trying to determine why a man driving a pickup truck plowed into bicyclists during a community road race in Arizona. 6 riders were critically injured. The driver fled the scene and was later shot by police and has been hospitalized. In coronavirus-related news, some New England hospitals are delaying or rescheduling surgeries because of a shortage of blood donations during the pandemic. And in Vienna, diplomats continue to work toward restoring the Iran nuclear deal. The European Union's Enrique Mora. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.